This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending August 30th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week at 195.67, which was mixed and up and down all week long. It ended the week 50 cents lower. The volume was only 712 loads, which was even lower than the previous week. However, the comprehensive choice cutout had really great news. This is the average of all different types of sales for the week. It was at 195.44, and it was $1.75 higher than last week, ending the week very close to that spot market. The sales volume improved since we had good weather throughout much of the country, which really helped this last big grilling holiday and no doubt impacted the restocking orders. The total reported box beef volume was 6,828 loads, which was 68 loads more than last week. The formula trade was at 3,374 loads for the week, and that was 68 loads less than last week, and it was about 49% of the total sales. The outfront sales were really important. They were at 1,356 loads, which was 205 loads more than last week, indicating good demand for September and early October, which are quite often good grilling months. And we hope that we will make up for that slow, cold start last spring to the grilling season. The exports were just a little lower at 829 loads sold, which was 90 loads less than last week. The NAFTA part of those exports were 180 loads, and there were 649 loads shipped overseas, and both of those segments were lower. The primal cut trade portion of the spot trade, the ribs, the chucks, and rounds were predominantly steady to $2 lower, except the loins, which were mixed. The choice loin saw some improvement and was $1 higher, but the select loins ended the week $5 lower. Those 50% trimmings were really bouncing around this during this last 2 weeks with wild swings from a high of 110 to a low of 101, but they ended the week at 107, which would be roughly $2 lower. The reason we watch those 50 so close is that they are the single largest component of that box beef cutout and have the most impact. The most recent 10-week rolling box beef sales average was 6,995 loads per week, and that compares to 7,099 loads per week last year. It was 104 loads less than last year's average. The important item, however, is that this is the first time since early June this year that we dropped below 7,000 loads per week. And even more important was that last year, in 2012, we never saw that drop below 7,000 loads until Thanksgiving time. The cow cutout was almost $4 higher, with some wild swings during the week, and those 90% trimmings, which are the main driving force of that cutout, was about $6 higher during the week. The finished cattle trade for the week was steady to $1 lower, pretty much the lower money was in the Northern Plains, and it was 123 to 124. Dress prices were $1 to $2 lower at 195 to 196. The average live weight for the cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle dropped 2 pounds to 1,266 pounds, but that was compared to 1,256 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight has continued to follow pretty close to last year, but it was 3 pounds lower at 864 pounds, and that compared to 865 last year and 849 pounds for the average of the 4 years between 2008 and 2011. The choice select spread was about $13 on Friday, which was only $1 wider than the previous week. And taking a look at those packer contracts, they have 177,000 head of fat cattle contracted for September. They have 222,000 for October and 205,000 for November, which although slightly fewer than last year, they are much more than the 148,000 head that they had offered to them in August. Now, taking a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains auctions, it was mixed, steady to firm early in the week, but mostly steady to $2 lower as the week progressed. The stocker type cattle showed even more variety in prices swings, and they were from $4 lower to $6 higher, depending on the auction. The Southern Plains auction receipts at our test auctions was 27,000 head, and that compared to 25,000 head last year, or pardon me, last week. The 5 to 600 pound steers traded at 162 to 187, which were up $2 in spots. The yearling trade on those 7 to 750 pound steers was at 153 to 163, and that was about $1 lower. And those 8 to 850 pound steers were trading at 147 to 154, which was steady to weak. In the Texas direct trade, they reported only 9,600 head that was mostly steady. There was about 900 head of 750 to 800 pound steers trading at 152 to 157, and 300 head of 800 to 850 pound steers trading at 150 to 151, and both of those were current FOB prices. Thank you. That's about it for this week. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.